The Center for Rural Policy and Development is a nonpartisan, not-for-profit policy research organization that is dedicated to benefiting Minnesota by providing its policymakers with unbiased information and evaluation of issues from a rural perspective. Kelly Ash is a research associate there, and he recently published a piece, COVID-19, Comparing Apples and Oranges. And I'm glad to have Kelly Ash back with us now. Thanks, Kelly.
Yeah, thanks for having me on again. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. So I get, you know, when you look at a map of Minnesota and it's about COVID-19, it's easy to think that there isn't a worry in rural areas because the numbers just aren't there. But you've done this analysis that, and you're saying that we need to have some context when we're looking at a map like that, when we live in rural areas and are wondering. So can you kind of explain that to us?
Yeah, so I think one of the big reasons the Center for Rural Policy exists and some of the work we do is trying to put some of these issues through a rural into a rural context or through a rural lens. And so let's take, for example, we wanted to compare what wages were like across counties of Minnesota, right? If you were to add up the total wages earned in Hennepin County and try to compare it to a county that I live in Kandiyohi County, you know, our numbers would be completely dwarfed and you couldn't be able to compare because you're not comparing apples to oranges. You would have to first take those total wages and divide it by per capita or per number of workers. And then you could start to compare, like, what do the wages look like between Hennepin County and Kandiyohi? And the same should go for with cases of COVID-19 and confirmed cases if we really want to truly try and figure out what does it look like in some of our rural counties. And so that's what we did here.
Let's talk about some of the numbers. Help us kind of understand that specifically.
Sure, yeah. So, you know, so my numbers I'm reading off here this morning are from May 21st, so from yesterday already. So I got them all updated here. And let's say if we were to take a look at the number of total confirmed cases in each county across the state, and let me just read off the top 10. Number of cases. So Hennepin is number one with 6,029, followed by Ramsey County, and then Stearns, and then Nobles, Anoka, Dakota, Olmsted, Washington, Kandiyohi, and Clay. The big thing you'll notice about the top 10 counties with COVID-19 cases is that eight of them are what we would consider to be metropolitan counties. Two of them, Nobles and Kandiyohi, aren't considered to be metropolitan. But, you know, looking at the total cases, you'd be like, oh, yeah, it's obviously, this is blowing up in metropolitan areas, and our rural areas aren't really being touched besides a few. Well, if we convert that to, you know, like I use the wages example as a per capita, but infectious diseases, they'll usually use it per population of 100,000. So if every county had a population of 100,000 people, that's what we're trying to compare and get everybody apples to apples. And if we were to look at the top 10 counties, cases per 100,000, number one, obviously, is Nobles. So if Nobles County had a population of 100,000, and at the rate that they're going at right now, so they have 1,414 cases right now, but if they had a population of 100,000, they would see about 6,470 cases. That's about six times higher than the next county, which is Stearns, at 1,193. So Nobles is getting hit hard. But again, if I were to rank the top 10 counties using cases per population of 100,000, let me read those off, and I think you'll be surprised.
Yeah.
It's Nobles, Stearns, Kandiyohi, Martin, Clay, Cottonwood, then Hennepin, Todd, Rice, and Murray. Almost all of these counties are not metropolitan counties, and nearly all of these counties have right around 500 cases or more per population of 100,000. And so that just kind of shows us that this isn't just what we would consider to be metropolitan residential areas, that this actually is spreading. And in particular, Southwest Minnesota is getting hit really hard right now.
So why did you want us to know this? What's the importance here, would you say?
Well, I think, yeah. So I think the thing is that, all of our employees at the Center for Rural Policy, there's just three staff members that do this research. We all live in a rural area. So I live in Kandiyohi County, New London, Minnesota. Marnie Werner, who's my director of research, she lives in Mankato. And then our executive director, she lives in Waldorf, Minnesota, down by Waseca. And, you know, we talk to a lot of folks here, and I think there can be a lot, you know, we're starting to hear a lot of complacency. I think a lot of folks are like, yeah, this isn't really touching us. We're just going to go about our lives. And we really wanted to publish something that shows, well, that's not exactly true. And, you know, what the takeaway with our paper is, like, the infection rates in our rural areas are just as high, if not higher, than metropolitan counties, particularly in southern Minnesota right now. And we've been lucky so far that the populations being impacted or getting the virus are largely what we would consider to be, you know, kind of the manufacturing plant workers, meat processing plants, right? That's where these kind of outbreaks are happening. That's where these hot spots in our rural areas are happening. And what we're trying to tell people is that highly dense metropolitan areas where the virus does spread quickly is not just about where people live. For 8 to 12 hours a day, Monday through Friday, a lot of our rural areas have what we would consider to be highly dense areas as people are congregating to work in our manufacturing plants and other kind of close working confines across the state. For 8 to 12 hours every day, Monday through Friday, that's happening. And so if that infection gets in these areas, they go home to their families, their spouses, their kids, they go visit their elderly parents or whatever, we are really at risk of spreading that to the populations then that are impacted most and are impacted by the virus more significantly than maybe our healthier kind of workers that are in the manufacturing plants. So that's kind of the big takeaway is, like, we need to continue to do our due diligence. Don't get complacent. Continue to wear masks, continue to wash your hands, follow all the CDC guidelines, and we're really encouraging our employers to take this seriously too, because that's kind of where the hot spots are popping up in our rural areas.
It's Kelly Ash, a research associate with the Center for Rural Policy and Development. We're talking about rural areas versus urban areas when it comes to numbers for COVID-19 in the state of Minnesota. Also, we've got the wild card of, you know, it's Memorial Day weekend, and we don't know, you know, we're being asked to not travel unless we have to, but people are getting very sick of this and complacent, and more things are opening up, and that's going to factor into this as well, too, isn't it, for rural areas?
It really is. We're actually very concerned about not only this weekend, but going into the summer months. If you were to look at our map on this piece we published, you would notice there's a pretty defining line between southern and northern Minnesota about infection rates right now. Southern Minnesota's hit pretty hard. Counties in northern Minnesota so far have been doing better. You know, okay, it's getting there, but it's quite a bit lower. With people traveling up north, you know, we did a piece looking at second home ownership up in your guys' regions. It's high, you know, to where, you know, some counties have 25 to 50% of their housing units are second homes, and folks are not, you know, folks that own those homes are not going to sit still. They own them. They pay property taxes for them. I'm sure they feel like, nope, I'm going there. And so our frontline workers that, as our restaurants open, our bars open, retail and all of that, for tourism season, our frontline workers are really, I think, susceptible to not only getting the virus, but also then spreading it into their communities. And so that's something we really need to keep an eye on. I did see some recent research that showed there was a survey, it was nationwide, that showed, I think, between 80 and 90% of households were not planning on traveling this weekend, which is good to see. But again, with recreational areas like this, Minnesota, that number is a bit high than what we'll actually see here in Minnesota. So
you probably don't know the answer to this, because there is more testing now, but is there any, do rural areas, do people test less? Because I know as soon as the tests kind of ramped up in the state of Minnesota, the official notice from the state was, go get a test. We need to know these numbers. But a lot of people aren't. If they think they might have it, they're staying home. And to me, it seems like rural areas might be more like that too, because you're not quite as close to your hospitals and clinics as you might be in an urban area.
Yeah, that's a really good question, and it's one I wish I knew the answer to. Yeah. I'd love to see the data that the Department of Health is looking at when they're receiving these tests. You know, it's not until somebody, particularly in these meat processing plants and manufacturing companies, where a worker comes in and says, yeah, I'm sick, they get tested, and all of a sudden they start testing everybody, that those numbers kind of shoot up, and you're like, oh my gosh, it's been here a while. I don't know the answer to that question, and that will be something we'll have to see, hopefully in the next few weeks, the Department of Health will kind of start breaking down, you know, the testing rate among metropolitan counties versus our more rural counties. That would be interesting to see. I think as tourism season increases as well, I think having testing spots available in a lot of our kind of more tourist communities for folks that are even driving through or happen to be just staying for a weekend, I think is going to be critical. And like you said, I don't know how many sites there are going to be in those areas. I see they're scattered across the state quite a bit, but, you know, we're talking 50 miles for a rural resident versus what might have been 10 miles for a metropolitan resident. So
yeah, and I know
it's significant.
Yeah, I know in northern Minnesota they are. You can get testing in your car. You know, you call ahead and you can do that kind of thing. And so they're making that much easier for folks. But I'm assuming you can hear how much you love data and research. I'm assuming you would be, I mean, we need to know numbers so that we find out more about this. So I'm sure you would strongly urge people to go get a test if they think they might have it.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know why you wouldn't.
Yeah.
Yes, you should get tested. I mean, you know, not only if you just feel, even if you're like, I'm 90% sure it's, you know, allergies. It doesn't matter. Just go get tested because right. The more you know, the more you can protect others. Not only yourself, but it's about protecting others at this point.
Right.
And so make the sacrifice. Get it done.
Yeah. Kelly, this is not related to this conversation, but have you always been interested in research and numbers? Because it just sounds like it fascinates you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. This is my jam. I've been doing this a while. You know, before I started policy analysis and data, I used to kind of work more in, I would say, advocacy and things like that, that when I was, you know, in my 20s. And I was always, you know, not real happy. I was kind of depressed because all the advocacy never had any research or anything to back it up. We were just talking crap and not really knowing what we were talking about. And I'm like, I can't do this anymore. I want to know what I'm talking about. So this is... Yeah, this has been great. I love it.
Well, Kelly, we sure appreciate you also. You listen to KAXE online. You stream us, and we sure appreciate that. And we appreciate getting some context here. You can check out this analysis that Kelly has come up with at their website. What's the website again?
It's ruralmn.org.
That's right. I knew it was easy. Ruralmn.org. Kelly, thanks so much for your time today. We appreciate it.
Thank you.